July 25. By faith the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not. Hebrews 11:31. Rahab was concerned about her own household. She requested the spies to show kindness unto her father's house, and give her a true token that they would save them alive. Joshua 2:11 and 12. Similarly, every believer can claim salvation for his or her family, according to the promise given to us in Acts 16:31. As we claim by faith salvation for our relatives, we will be given a full share in the great heavenly inheritance. Many people say that they are born again, but when we question them whether they are praying for their friends or unconverted members of their family, they have no answer. If we also are concerned about the salvation of our relations, we will have our full share in the inheritance. We must claim God's promise and go on interceding on behalf of our unsaved ones. We may have to wait for a long time before we see our prayers being answered, but without fainting, we must continue in prayer and claim deliverance for the whole household. Then Rahab tied the scarlet thread on the window. This means that by faith, she came under the sprinkling of the blood. The spies might have told her how in Egypt they were delivered from the angel of death by the sprinkling of blood on their lintels and doorposts. She gathered all her people and by faith tied the scarlet thread, as much as to say that she brought them all under the blood. And thus she and her family were delivered from the coming judgment. She did not stray away without wasting time in spite of the fact that Joshua and his children of Israel were very far away. Even though she knew that Jericho was a strong city with very thick walls, and that there were many mighty men of valor in the city to fight against the children of Israel, still her faith was firm and great, and she believed in the victory of the living God. That is why, without any delay, she tied the scarlet thread. It is through faith and simple faith alone that we can claim salvation and thus find ourselves ready to receive the great heavenly inheritance.